A preacher was riding to one of the churches on his circuit when darkness fell. It was about to storm, and the only house nearby was an old mansion, which was reputed to be haunted. The preacher clutched his Bible and said,
"The Lord will take care of me."
He went into the mansion just as the storm broke. He put his horse into the barn and made his way into the house. The door was unlocked. He went into a large room which contained a fireplace that filled one wall. There was wood laid for a fire. He laid a match to it. Then the preacher sat down to read his Bible. Gradually, the fire burnt down to a heap of coals as the storm howled around the mansion. The preacher was roused from his reading by a sound. He looked up from his Bible. A very large black cat was stretching itself. Then it walked to the fire and sat down among the red hot coals. It picked up a coal in its paw and licked it slowly. The cat got up and shook off the ashes and walked to the foot of the preacher's chair. It fixed blazing yellow eyes upon him, black tail lashing, and he said quietly, "Wait until Emmett comes." The preacher jumped from Genesis to Matthew in shock. He had never heard of a cat talking before. Nervously, he kept reading his Bible, muttering to himself,
"The Lord will take care of me."
2 minutes later, another cat came into the room. It was as black as midnight and as large as the biggest dog. It lay down among the red-hot coals, lazily batting them with its enormous paws. Then it walked over to the other cat and said,
"What shall we do with him?"
The first cat replied,
"We should not do anything until Emmett comes."
The two cats, black as midnight, sat watching the preacher, who read through the Gospels at top speed, aware of the blazing yellow eyes watching him. A third cat, big as a tiger, entered the room. It went to the fire full of red-hot coals and rolled among them, chewing and spitting them out. Then it came to the other two cats, facing the preacher in the chair.
"What shall we do with him?"
It growled to the others.
We should not do anything until Emmett comes,
the other cats replied together. The preacher flipped to Revelations, looking furtively around the room. He closed the Bible and stood up.
"Good night, cats. I is glad of your company. But when Emmett comes, you done tell him I been here and went."